高三英语高考练习三。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Mom, I just finished my paper. Can you proofread it before I hand it in?
Sure, let's take a look. Dear, this is terrific. Your ideas are so original.
Question: What does the man's mother think of his paper?
How are your Chinese lessons going, Tom?
Oh, I'm making slow progress. I think it is harder than any other language.
Question: What can we learn from the conversation?
Three. I don't know what I'm going to do. I need to find a job. If I don't, I won't be able to stay here next semester.
Have you tried university part-time jobs?
Question: What's the woman's suggestion?
4. You look hot and exhausted. Jack, have you been exercising all the time?
Yes, we just had a heated basketball game with class too.
Question: What can we learn from the two speakers?
5. So how's your course going in the college? Do you like it?
I like my professors and the classes, but I wish there were 48 hours in a day.
Question: What can we learn from the woman?
6. What are you looking for, Jim?
I lost one of my contact lenses, and I'm searching high and low for it.
Question: What is the man probably doing now?
7. Can you please give me a hand? I can't carry the heavy box.
I'm afraid not. Don't you see I'm looking up a word in the dictionary?
Question: What can we learn from the conversation?
8. We have been over this 100 times. We're not getting a pet.
Why not? Come on. Just a cute little puppy or a kitty.
Question: What is true about the man?
9. I've decided to grow my own garden.
What? You don't know the first thing about gardening.
Question: What can we learn from the conversation?
10. It's the most delicious dinner I've had for a long time. It's such a rich dinner.
I'm so glad you like it. If you want to, you can come any time.
Question: What can we learn from the conversation? section B. Directions. In section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you'll be asked several questions on each of them. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the question will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
A NASA-funded study on astronauts found that naps up to 2.5 hours long improved working memory performance. Working memory involves focusing attention on one task while holding other tasks in memory. So a poor working memory could result in errors, according to a NASA news release. Taking a nap may make you more alert for the period right after you wake up, and maybe hours into the day. Taking a nap will also make you feel more relaxed. Taking a nap once or twice a week could lower the risk of heart attacks or strokes, according to a 2019 study published in the journal Heart. Researchers followed more than 3,400 people between the ages of 35 and 75 for just over 5 years. Those who napped occasionally were found to be 48% less likely to have a heart attack, stroke, or heart failure than those who did not. A 2020 study of women found that the less sleep they had, the more likely they were to consume added sugar, fatty foods, and caffeine. Lack of quality sleep can lead to overeating because it is believed that lack of sleep stimulates hunger. The findings were important because women are at high risk for obesity and sleep disorders, the researchers said, which can both be driven by a high intake of food. Napping has been found to improve the overall quality of even nighttime sleep. Research has shown that the right hemisphere is most strongly associated with creative tasks, such as imagining and thinking, while the left hemisphere is more analytical.
Now listen again, please.
A NASA-funded study on astronauts found that naps up to 2.5 hours long improved working memory performance. Working memory involves focusing attention on one task while holding other tasks in memory. So a poor working memory could result in errors, according to a NASA news release. Taking a nap may make you more alert for the period right after you wake up, and maybe hours into the day. Taking a nap will also make you feel more relaxed. Taking a nap once or twice a week could lower the risk of heart attacks or strokes, according to a 2019 study published in the journal Heart. Researchers followed more than 3,400 people between the ages of 35 and 75 for just over 5 years. Those who napped occasionally were found to be 48% less likely to have a heart attack, stroke, or heart failure than those who did not. A 2020 study of women found that the less sleep they had, the more likely they were to consume added sugar, fatty foods, and caffeine. Lack of quality sleep can lead to overeating because it is believed that lack of sleep stimulates hunger. The findings were important because women are at high risk for obesity and sleep disorders, the researchers said, which can both be driven by a high intake of food. Napping has been found to improve the overall quality of even nighttime sleep. Research has shown that the right hemisphere is most strongly associated with creative tasks, such as imagining and thinking, while the left hemisphere is more analytical.
Questions. 11. What can we do to reduce the risk of heart disease?
Which of the following is true according to the passage?
13. What's the best topic of the passage?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Putting cash in the hands of mothers can help shape the brains of their babies, according to a study in the United States. Family income has been linked to child development numerous times in the past in observational studies, but this is the first time researchers have found direct experimental evidence of how poverty drives such changes. The findings come from an ongoing study known by Babies First Year, which is attempting to assess how poverty reduction can impact the cognitive and emotional growth of very young children. We have known for many years that growing up in poverty puts children at risk for lower school achievement, reduced earnings, and poorer health, explains neuroscientist Kimberly Noble from Columbia University. 1,000 low-income mothers in the U.S. were recruited for the study shortly after their babies were born. These parents, who came from either New York City, New Orleans, Omaha, or Minneapolis, were then randomly allocated either $333 a month in unconditional cash payments or $20 a month in unconditional cash payments for the first 4 years of their baby's life. No strings attached. The data show that giving low-income mothers financial support can directly change infant brain activity in the first year of life. Infants whose mothers had received the higher cash payments, for instance, had higher frequency brain activity than those infants whose mothers had received less. Further research is needed to see if these changes in brain activity will persist, but there are good reasons to suspect they might. Some studies have recently shown that high-frequency brain activity is more common in babies born into higher-income families. This type of activity is also associated with higher language, cognitive, and social-emotional scores.
Now, listen again, please.
Putting cash in the hands of mothers can help shape the brains of their babies, according to a study in the United States. Family income has been linked to child development numerous times in the past in observational studies, but this is the first time researchers have found direct experimental evidence of how poverty drives such changes. The findings come from an ongoing study known by Babies First Year, which is attempting to assess how poverty reduction can impact the cognitive and emotional growth of very young children. We have known for many years that growing up in poverty puts children at risk for lower school achievement, reduced earnings, and poorer health, explains neuroscientist Kimberly Noble from Columbia University. 1,000 low-income mothers in the U.S. were recruited for the study shortly after their babies were born. These parents, who came from either New York City, New Orleans, Omaha, or Minneapolis, were then randomly allocated either $333 a month in unconditional cash payments or $20 a month in unconditional cash payments for the first 4 years of their baby's life. No strings attached. The data show that giving low-income mothers financial support can directly change infant brain activity in the first year of life. Infants whose mothers had received the higher cash payments, for instance, had higher frequency brain activity than those infants whose mothers had received less. Further research is needed to see if these changes in brain activity will persist, but there are good reasons to suspect they might. Some studies have recently shown that high-frequency brain activity is more common in babies born into higher-income families. This type of activity is also associated with higher language, cognitive, and social-emotional scores.
Questions. 14. Which of the following is true according to the passage?
Fifteen.
What did the researchers find for the first time?
What's the main idea of the passage? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hello, Fairbook Consulting. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Horton, and I'm going to arrange an appointment with Mrs. McNeely.
Certainly. What day were you thinking of?
How's Thursday? Does she have any time available then?
Let me double check. Unfortunately, she's booked solid on Thursday. How does next Monday work for you?
Actually, I've got something scheduled on Monday and Wednesday. Can she do Tuesday?
Sure, Tuesday's perfect. May I ask where you're calling from?
Sure, Merton Financial Advisors.
Okay, I'll write it down. A moment.
All right.
I would like to ask which aspects of the main issues are involved in the need for consultation?
Project investment analysis, decision, and evaluation management.
Anything else?
And maybe analysis and promotion of working capital efficiency.
Okay, I'll tell her. Don't worry.
Thank you very much.
Now listen again, please. Hello, Fairbook Consulting. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Horton, and I'm going to arrange an appointment with Mrs. McNeely.
Certainly. What day were you thinking of?
How's Thursday? Does she have any time available then?
Let me double check. Unfortunately, she's booked solid on Thursday. How does next Monday work for you?
Actually, I've got something scheduled on Monday and Wednesday. Can she do Tuesday?
Sure, Tuesday's perfect. May I ask where you're calling from?
Sure, Merton Financial Advisors.
Okay, I'll write it down. A moment.
All right.
I would like to ask which aspects of the main issues are involved in the need for consultation?
Project investment analysis, decision, and evaluation management.
Anything else?
And maybe analysis and promotion of working capital efficiency.
Okay, I'll tell her. Don't worry.
Thank you very much.
Questions. 17. What is Horton calling about?
What day is Mrs. McNeely available?
19. What's the man's most likely occupation?
20. What's the possible relationship between the speakers?